So for the first part of the sit tonight, picking up this theme of non-distraction. And if you're willing, don't take on any other instruction, or don't choose to direct your mind in any other way except to be contemplating the experience of non-distraction. And of course, noticing those moments when the mind appears to be distracted. One teacher calls the style of practice non-distracted, non-meditation. So don't specifically try to meditate. Be interested in the experience of non-distraction. And as quickly as you can, notice states or times of distraction. Nothing more. We're working, especially with appropriate effort. What is the appropriate effort to sustain non-distraction? Too much effort, or the wrong kind of effort, is itself distracting for the mind. So, of course, it's not about any gaining any particular state or experience, but realizing here and now the possibility of non-distraction, the mind not distracted, not caught, and also noticing moments of distraction. And then, as we continue to contemplate non-distraction and notice moments of distraction, be on the lookout for the experience of being the doer, somebody doing something, the meditator meditating, or the judger judging. And whenever there is that experience of a doer doing something, recognize the quality of self in the experience of being the doer. And of course, when there's selfing, there's some tension or constriction associated with that. And then in other moments, maybe, perhaps knowing, having the sense of no doer. And then notice the absence of constriction in those moments where there is no doer to be seen. And this sense of a doer arising is something that can come and go very quickly. In just an instant, it can be there, the sense of a doer, and then if it's seen clearly, it can immediately disappear. And again, see if you can notice times of doing but no doer. We're keeping the practice really simple, but at the same time, fully engaged showing up for the practice. So we're allowing the experience of non-distraction and noticing when the mind becomes distracted. And noticing the experience of a doer doing something and all the little and big ways that might arise. Notice what happens when the mind notices that experience of a doer doing something. Notice the experience of the sense of a doer passing away, disappearing. One of the most subtle aspects of the doer is the one who knows. So I'm the witness, I'm observing, I'm knowing. That's also an activity of doing. Focusing the mind on this can be the experience of a doer. Judging can be the activity of a doer. And nothing more is needed except to be aware when the doer is present and to be aware when the sense of a doer is not present. Let's let this be enough. Remember, we're not turning the experience of being a doer into the bad guy to be gotten rid of. When there is the sense of a doer, just noticing what that is, what it's like. Oh, it's like this. And when there's no sense of a doer, noticing what that's like. And because we're non-distracted, the mind is non-distracted, we continue to notice there may be no apparent doer, but just continue to be non-distracted, and you might notice a more subtle person doing something. And then just notice that subtle being the subtle doer. The one who's doing something, going somewhere, fixing something, wondering about something. Noticing all the subtle and not so subtle activities of the self. Noticing the stress that's associated with those activities. Noticing that any sense of self or any sense of a doer comes and goes, so we can, if there's some continuity, notice when the sense of a doer ceases and what that's like. And then when it reemerges, what's that like? Does there need to be a doer in order for there to be moments of non-distraction? Does somebody doing something lead to non-distraction? And if you can catch it, what actually interferes with the experience of non-distraction? Finally, for the last minute or two, see if you can notice what is required for the doer, any sense of a doer, to go away.